Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Richard Nunes, N-U-N-E-S. Address is 25094 7th Avenue, Los Molinos, California, 96055. Phone 530-220-5342. ID is XXXXXX7808. Date of birth is 3/30/1946. 76-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare/AARP-UnitedHealthcare, Pharmacy Walgreens-Redbluff, 530-528-0478. It is addressed to 2 Dr. Gisela Onkonski, OKONSKI, MD, cardiology, Reading Heart Center, cardiovascular disease, 2632 Edith Avenue, Suite A, Redding, California, 96001, phone 530-247-0414, fax 530-247-0472. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of recurrent falls, subparagraph, recent history of slip and fall dash traumatic brain injury with findings of frontal subdural hematoma, comma, suspected recurrent seizures dash treated, subparagraph, recent discontinuation of Keppra 1,000 milligrams BID, subparagraph, current clinical history suggests recurrent partial dash generalized brief seizures. Dear Dr. Okonski and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Richard Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Mr. Nunes and his wife were seen today in the office for clinical evaluation. Subparagraph, his wife provides important additional history. Subparagraph, since his fall and traumatic head injury with hospitalizations in Goodyear, Arizona, where he was hospitalized for 6 days, identified to have a apparent frontal subdural hematoma, where his anticonvulsant was his antithrombotic treatment for history of atrial fibrillation dash Xarelto, Z-A-R-E-L-T-O, 20 milligrams was held slash discontinued. He was treated with Keppra, 500 milligrams, two tablets twice a day, which by his wife's report may have produced some unsteadiness or ataxia. He continued taking metoprolol, 25 milligrams, extended release. New paragraph. After 6 days, he did well post-hospitalization, but his wife has noted on the average of 2 to 3 times a week recurrent episodes with sudden loss of motor control and falling typically more to the right to at least his level of the knees, at times associated with episodes of confusion lasting at most a few minutes before recovery. Subparagraph, he reports that he feels more tired than usual. New paragraph. He denies having any dyspnea. New paragraph. He denies having any headaches at this time. New paragraph. Past medical history, pause for asthma, and findings of atrial fibrillation, previous evaluated and treated. allergies and adverse reactions none reported. Review of systems, general, no new symptoms reported. EENT, he wears eyeglasses. Neck, no symptoms reported. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular. Generally, a history of overall low blood pressure. However, without a history of syncope with hypotension. History of treated atrial fibrillation. No history of chest pain. Ambulatory difficulty. Coronary syndrome. Hypertension. Dyspnea on exertion or orthopnea, distal edema, reduced circulation, tachycardia, nocturnal arousals with dyspnea, varicose veins, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, history of flatulence and heartburn. Hematological, no history of unusual bruising, bleeding, or anemia, genitourinary, previous history hematuria, kidney disease, locomotor musculoskeletal, history of ambulatory claudication. Male genitourinary, no symptoms provided. Sexual function, satisfactory sexual life, not currently sexually active, no history of discomfort, no reported history of transmissible disease, dermatological, no symptoms reported, Mental health, no symptoms reported, neuropsychiatric. No history of psychiatric referral or care. No previous history of fainting, spells, or paralysis. Personal health and safety. He does not live alone. He has had recurrent falls recently. Dash C above. No history of visual or hearing loss difficulty. He's not completed an advanced directive, did not require additional information today. No history of exposures to verbally threatening behavior, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on March 30th, 1946. He's 76 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, his father died at age 57 from cancer. His mother at age 73, old age. Three siblings. All sisters. One deceased, age 52 from cancer. Two living, age 71, history of aneurysm, one age 79, good health. Wife, recently married, 69 years old, good health. Two children, ages 47 and 53, son and daughter, both in good health. Additional family medical history, not provided. Operations and hospitalizations, dash no history of transfusion. Hospitalization 2018, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker placement. No other hospitalizations reported. A paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, who reports since his head injury, reduced concentration, disequilibrium, chronic fatigue. Head, he denied head or facial neuralgia, recurrent headaches, fainting, spells, or blackouts. Subparagraph, wife reports observed seizures. Neck, no symptoms reported. upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Lower back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders. Sense of weakness when sitting down or sitting back. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists. No symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. He now has difficulty with the sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, phonation, or deglutition. He denied episodes of shaking or tremor or unusual movements. New paragraph. He reports a sense of weakness in his lower extremities. New paragraph. He denied sensory paresthesias or other sensory symptoms. New paragraph. He does report a sense of unsteadiness when he ambulates and tendency to fall after ambulating for a period of time. New paragraph. He denied dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General. Richard Nunes is a healthy appearing elderly, relatively thin, but athletically appearing right-handed man who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and appears to be in no other distress. New paragraph, his mental status. His thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances, but demonstrating some reduction in insight without obvious dysregulation of memory. Ideation is appropriate for the clinical circumstances without a bizarre expression. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal bulk tone strength. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact. All modalities, including touch, pin, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved. 2/4 at the patellar. 1/2/4 at the Achilles. 1/2/4 in the proximal forearms, biceps, and triceps. Subparagraph. No presence of pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Cerebellar extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements are easily accomplished, as is fine motor speed to finger tapping test. No halting characteristics. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers identifies a trace of some non-sustained inducible stiffness without cogwheeling in both the upper and lower extremities, more asymmetric on the right compared to the left. New paragraph, ambulatory examination. Ambulation remains normal gait base, fluid, with preserved heel and toe, but ataxic tandem tendency to move to the right. New paragraph, Romberg's test is positive. Increased with cervical extension. New paragraph, musculoskeletal examination. Directed examination shows cervical restriction in anterior and posterior flexion, side bending and rotation, with some cervical discomfort, but no complaints of serious pain. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Richard Nunes presents with a clinical history of significant traumatic brain injury, slip and fall accident, posterior occipital trauma, findings reported to be frontal subdural hematoma with post-traumatic symptoms of initially some mental confusion improving, but now recurrent symptoms of asymmetric falls more to the right, sometimes associated with mental confusion, suggesting recurrent partial epilepsy recommendations. Number one, I will reinitiate Keppra 500 milligrams BID following this progress. Number two, he will be scheduled for diagnostic electroencephalogram. Number three, contrast, non-contrast brain and cervical imaging will be requested and completed locally. A new paragraph, baseline laboratory follow-up studies to include blood count chemistry panel, metabolic assessment, carnitine, new paragraph. I've asked Richard to complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for a more comprehensive review of his current level of clinical functioning. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation with the results of the above studies. New paragraph, he will contact me should there be any more spells of falls or seizures in which I will consider readjusting his anticonvulsant treatment regimen. New paragraph. Thank you for referring Richard Nunes and his, who is accompanied by his wife today, quite pleasant individuals, interested in completing his evaluation and moving forward in his rehab. New paragraph. I would anticipate with stability, I would anticipate referral to the Wellness Center in Red Bluff for physical therapy, condition, and balance training, and sign respect with my professional signature.